of being yourself, but they are not the goal. They are not the mission. They are not the purpose. You are the mission, to just be you. However you choose to express that is up to you. We would suggest that you choose to express it in the way you believe is most harmoniously aligned and representative with the joy of who you are. But those things you do are not the goals. When you thus then simply choose to be who you are, then everything will be there that needs to be there. Abundance, what have you. But we have recently shared with you one of the most important principles about the idea of abundance. Because first of all, remember that abundance can, well, obviously, especially on your planet, mean the idea you call money. That's a valid way to represent exchange and abundance. It's not the only way. The idea of abundance really is simply the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it, period. That's abundance. But you don't have to necessarily assume that it always requires money. Sometimes money is actually the longest route. Sometimes it's not. But sometimes it is. So the idea is to let it be and drop the insistence that it must be this way so that abundance can come to you in any way that it needs to represent the path of least resistance and the most expansive expression. Now, the tool we have recently shared, the axiom, the principle we have recently shared that is a very key critical principle about how to allow abundance to expand specifically in your life is this. When you can learn to do more with less, you will then be able to do less and get more. One more time, pay attention. This is absolutely critical. When you understand this, you will really understand manifestation regarding the idea of abundance. I'll say it one more time. Write it down if you want to. It is an absolutely key functional principle. When you learn that you can do more with less, you will then be able to do less and get more. As an example that we gave, if there is a person that fancies themselves an artist, you know, yes, you can be an artist with fancy paints, fancy pens and pencils and computers, yes. But if all you have is a burnt stick, a charcoal stick burnt in the fire and scratched on a cave wall, you are no less an artist. If you judge that the burnt stick somehow doesn't allow you to be an artist, as much of an artist as the person with all the high technology, that is where you get yourselves into trouble and where you short-circuit your ability to attract abundance. When you can do as much as you possibly can imagine you can do with what you have, when you can do more with less, if you just have the burnt stick and you create beautiful images with the burnt stick, do as much as you can with the burnt stick, create beautiful sculptures with the burnt stick, then that act will radiate out and will attract to you other individuals, other circumstances, who will then begin to interact with that level of energy, that level of conviction you put out, and that will bring you more opportunity to get more by doing less. And don't you observe in general that the most, quote-unquote, accomplished artists among you can actually just squiggle a few lines and it's considered a masterpiece worth millions? Don't you notice that in the evolution of many of your most powerful artists? They begin simple, they go through complexity, but usually they come back to simplicity when they are advanced. They have learned that by doing as much as they could with what little they had to begin with, they now have to do very little to get quite a lot. That's the principle. Apply it in every field and every endeavor. There is always a counterpart in every field you can think of. You understand?
I'm understanding.
Does this help you then?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot.
You are welcome a lot.
Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
All right, I have a few questions. Well, actually just one major one.
All right, one major question. Speak up maybe bold so that all may hear what you have to share.
All right, I was driving home from work one night.
Yes.
And I first saw one orange light.
Yes.
I was driving down the road about 20 miles more. Right as I get to my house, I see one light, an orange light, it disappears.
Yes.
Another orange light, it disappears.
Yes.
Another orange light, and then that's it.
Yes.
Could you elaborate for me what that could have been?
Well, all right, but first I will ask you a question. May I?
Sure.
Thank you. We perceive that you have in your area a facility that you call an airport nearby. Yes?
Yes.
Most likely, right now, there is an airplane taking off from that airport going somewhere. Yes?
Yes.
All right. I ask you, where is it going and who's on that plane? Well, where is it going? And who's on that plane? Can you tell me?
No.
Why not?
I don't think I understand the question.
Oh, yes, you do. It's very simple. I am asking you, who are the individuals, what are their names that are on that airplane, and what city is that airplane going to? Do you know?
No.
Why not? Your response is, well, because, Bashar, I don't keep track of all the comings and goings of all the airplanes and all the people in my area. So I don't know. And my response to you is, I don't keep track of all the spaceships coming and going. All
right.
And so I don't always know who's doing what and where they're doing it.
I guess that makes sense.
Do you understand?
But could you please tell me what kind of ship it could have been, if it was one?
You will find that what you perceived as we scan your energy and pick up the clues from there is that you were seeing an interdimensional shift of a type of craft that was not fully in your physical reality. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Now, we are saying, of course, there are no accidents. Timing and synchronicity is everything. And, of course, there is a relationship, an energetic relationship, between the idea of you being at that place at that time to witness that particular energy shift of that particular group and craft. But the idea mostly is that, at least as we can scan in your energy right now, it was a relatively innocuous coming and going, a relatively innocuous passing through. But for you, there is the residual effect of helping you to awaken, to become more sensitive to higher levels of energy so that you can understand that you can expand your senses into those levels and see more things that are beyond the physical. Do you understand?
Yes,
I do. That is one of the reasons why it happened in that place and time, to stretch your senses. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
And I will give you this much. You are actually quite familiar with those crafts and those beings.
Well...
Sleep on it. All right?
Okay.
Let it sink in, ask your guides for assistance, and sleep on it and see what you get.
Okay.
Visualize the orange lights that you saw, just open yourself up, ask for information, you will get it, usually within what you call 72 hours. All right?
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well?
Caught me off guard. It's a joy to share with you. And I would like to invite you into my dreams as I'm sleeping periodically. You're welcome to come.
We will go where we know we have access and permission. Nothing will keep us out because we are busybodies.
When we were last together, we shared how I had 1,300 other... Marcus is in parallel realities and on
yes.
this earth. Can you give me some...
You now have 1,750.
I appreciate that. And can you, like, share with me some information? Like, I'd love to have them share with me some sight I may... or you know.
Well, they do all the time. There is always, always, always bleed through from all of your all parallel reality lies, and you go in their direction as well. Their experiences feed you, your experiences feed them. It's just that you don't always recognize the bleed through for what it is because it has to come to you in a context in which you can apply the information in your reality. So sometimes what you get is simply insights, hunches, inspirations, and other kinds of information may actually be bleed through experiences that your parallel selves may be having that work best for you in the reality that you're in here. You follow me? You're always getting it. There's always cross-communication, ongoing all the time, to put it linearly.
If I'm really down and out and highly emotional,
yes.
Can that have a detrimental effect on the others?
No.
Good.
Unless they choose it to.
And vice versa.
And vice versa, because you all have equal choice. You are all autonomous. Remember, every part is the whole, functioning as a part. Therefore, everyone experiences what they choose to experience, regardless of what anyone else's experiences may be. They may receive energy and information.